USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
I think what he said was absolutely true. There was absolutely spying into my campaign. I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is calling for a major tax increase on large corporations. The Massachusetts Democratic senator unveiled a plan to impose a 7% increase on corporations making over $100 million.
That way, nobody escapes paying nothing. Everybody profits from being part of this country, and everybody ought to have to make a contribution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lawyers for WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange are fighting his extradition request from the United States. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hrafnsson says UK officials must stop the extradition request.
The UK government needs to make a full assurance that a journalist will never be extradited to the United States.
Prosecutors are charging celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti in a 36-count federal indictment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Avenatti's been indicted by a federal grand jury for fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. The grand jury in Southern Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is dismissing Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan that was announced on Wednesday. The senator didn't mince words when talking to Fox News about Sanders' plan.
It ought to be called Medicare for None. 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance they, many of them, have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president. And even those who are skeptical about it, like Senator Klobuchar, are saying a public option. Well, that's not much different, because if you have a public option, I guarantee you the public option will also drive all the private insurance companies out of business. So look, this is a prescription for turning America into a Western European country.
The son of a sheriff's deputy is under arrest in connection to a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana.
The suspect who was arrested is Holden Matthews, a 21-year-old white male from here in St. Landry Parish.
Louisiana Governor John Del Edwards there speaking. He also says he doesn't understand the suspect's motives.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.